I don't know about you, but I find it hard to beat a wee bag of Skips. I love my crisps, and I especially like a bag of Skips. I think they're the nicest crisps you can get. After all these years, many nice crisps, but I think Skips have to rate amongst the best. And that goes right back to whenever I was a little boy on a Wednesday. My grandmother and my aunt would come to visit my mum whenever dad was away at work. They'd spend the morning and the afternoon together. They'd maybe go shopping and then they'd have lunch together at home. And I always looked forward to it because my granny, every week without fail, would have brought me a little carton of juice and a bag of crisps. Sometimes the juice was umbungo or moonshine or Ribena or some of those things. And then there was usually a bag of crisps as well. And I would always come home from school on a Wednesday, excited about getting my carton of juice and my bag of crisps. And I used to always hope that it was going to be Skips. And that's what I thought about the whole way home. Can't wait to get my crisps and my carton of juice. And I hope that Granny has brought me a bag of Skips. I think they're the best crisps you can get after all of these years. You think maybe, well, what are you doing talking about Skips? Well, the reality is that many professing Christians, they skip the things that they ought to do. And it was exactly the same in the days in which the Saviour walked the face of this earth. The religious crowd, especially the Pharisees, they did a lot of boasting about what they thought they were, and they boasted a lot about some of the things that they did. But whenever it came to the things that they ought to be doing, they often skipped them out. We read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, and in that whole chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ locks horns with the religious establishment. And in verse number 23 of Matthew's Gospel 23, we read these words: "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. These ought ye to have done, and not to have left the other undone." So they boasted, "Well, we tithe, and we do alms, and we do all of these different things." And the Lord says, "Well, you ought to have done those things, but you have omitted the weightier matters of the law: judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to have left the other undone." Now, the Lord didn't say, "Well, you shouldn't tithe, and you shouldn't fast, and you shouldn't pray." He says, "You should do those things. You should tithe. You should give the tenth of your income. But not to the neglect of the weightier matters of the law." You see, in God's eyes, there are certain things that carry more weight than others. And even in evangelical circles, we think, "Well, I do this, I do that, I do the other." And those things might be good. But what about the things that are fundamental and the things that are vital? Mercy and faith and judgment. And they were skipping out the weightier matters of the law. Skips, they were skipping these things out. And maybe you're the type of person today that boasts in certain things and you take your place as a Christian. But I wonder, do you skip certain things? Maybe it's tithing like the Pharisees here, and you skip that out and you think, "Well, I don't need to honour the Lord with my substance." Maybe you skip the prayer meeting. Maybe you skip your own personal time with the Lord. You skip that out day by day. You don't have a time during the day where you meet with the Lord. You maybe skip your Bible readings. You skip your own private prayer life. You skip the tithing. Maybe you skip the Lord's table. Maybe you skip the public prayer meeting. Maybe you have skipped baptism. You haven't done that. Maybe you skip the gospel service. Maybe you skip church altogether. You see, friends, it's not what we say we are that counts, but it's what we actually are that counts. And the Pharisees in Christ's day, they took a lot of time boasting about all of the things that they did, but they were skipping out so much along the way, the weightier matters of the law. And whenever we think about the weightier matters of the law, the things that we really ought to be doing, as summarized even there in the Ten Commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, all of our strength. Very often we skip that. Or remembering the Lord's Day, very often we skip that as well. Witnessing to your friends and neighbours. Honouring the Lord, walking with God. You know, if we're absolutely honest, there are many things in the Christian life that we've skipped out. And if we're going to be serious about living for God, it's so important to endeavour to be the very best that we can be for Him. The Bible says, consider your ways. The Bible says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. So I would encourage you today, in the light of Holy Scripture, in the light of God's Word, in the light of God's law, in the light of Calvary, in the light of the cross, are there things as a Christian that you've skipped, that you ought to be doing? Important things, vital things. Friends, let's not pay lip service anymore. Let's be the real thing, and let's be obedient, and let's be serious, and let's really endeavour to go through with God. I'll see you next time, and I'm going to enjoy a few of these skips, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.